News 24 tells us that the Door of Hope Children's Mission has taken in a number of abandoned babies since the lockdown began, and it's expecting to take in many more. Now, for the last 20 years, the Door of Hope in Hillbrow has allowed mothers who aren't able to look after their babies for a variety of reasons to leave the infants, no questions asked, with the organisation, usually in a baby box. Care workers then look after the babies until such time as they can be fostered or adopted. They really do great work, and the mission's operations director, Nadine Grabham, is with me now to discuss the latest developments. Nadine, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us. How many babies have entered your care since lockdown?
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Since lockdown, 2 days ago, we received our seventh baby.
Wow. And tell me, were these babies all left in your baby box?
No, out of seven, only one came through our baby box. Three were brought to us via the police. These were babies that were actually found abandoned on the side of the road or in a park. And then the other three babies came from hospital, but two of those babies were also found abandoned and then taken to hospital.
It really is so sad, Nadine. I understand
it
you're...
It is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, right? I understand you're expecting many more parents to actually give up their children in this current climate. What would their reasons be right now, Nadine?
Yeah, I think watching the news on a daily basis and on social media, and just the queues of people queuing for food and asking for assistance, it just concerns me that there are maybe young mothers out there with little babies who are struggling to get food parcels, who are struggling to be employed, and from experience under really stressful situations, mothers are desperate, and they feel that to give their baby a better life would be maybe to place the baby in a baby box or leave it somewhere, where it can be safely placed. That's what we pray for. And because they would rather have that baby have a better life than being stuck with a parent that is really struggling to care for it. So with the current conditions, as we know, many people can't go to work yet. Are they facing financial struggles? Will it push a desperate mother to give up her baby? We're really, really worried about this.
Yes, I don't blame you. I mean, is it just your organization that's seeing a rise in abandoned babies? Is this the case across your network?
Yes, I have been in contact with a few other homes who is feeling the brunt of COVID-19 and the lockdown. Many have had to refer mothers to other places because they just don't have space to take in any more babies. I think just between about five or six homes that I've contacted, already 28 babies have been either found abandoned or have been given for adoption by their mummies.
And tell me this, Nadine, is it only babies who are being abandoned at this time?
No, unfortunately, I don't know if you've seen the recent Childline stats, but they've also contacted us, and other organizations have come forward to say that they've had referrals of children as old as 14, 15 years old. So that, to me, is a very, very heartbreaking situation.
Yes.
3 years old, 4 years old. I mean, if you can just imagine the trauma an older child has to go through by being taken away or given away by their parents because they just cannot care for them anymore. So it's not just babies. I think the age range is quite wide.
Yes, and I believe adoptions have been put on hold during lockdown, Nadine. So what sort of knock-on effect has it had on organisations like yours, and what implications has it had for the children who are waiting for homes?
Oh, yes, definitely. Understandably, international adoptions have been put to a stop completely because of travel restrictions. But with regards to local adoptions and even reunifications of children with their own families has been put on hold, as far as I am aware, children in care cannot be moved and you need a court order or an order from the Department of Social Development for children to be moved. So we've not seen reunifications or adoptions happening during this period, which means that, as an example, Door of Hope might have 10 children that are ready for to go for adoption. Those are taking up 10 beds that we could give to abandoned babies who need placement. So it is a real struggle, and I know that a lot of children's homes are facing the same dilemma as what we are.
Nadine Grabham, thank you so much for speaking to us. She is, of course, the coordinator at the missions operations director, in fact, at the Door of Hope Children's Mission, and they are doing wonderful work, and they must keep going with the resources they have at this time. I imagine they're under huge pressure at this time, but of course, all credit to organisations like Door of Hope that keep their doors open, keep looking after members of society, the most vulnerable babies who just can't look after themselves. All right, just after 3:30.